After Sunday service, with Falcons fans tailgating nearby, most congregants of Mount Vernon Baptist Church declined comment. Among those willing to weigh in, Kelvin Ellis said he and others are still searching for answers about the $14.5 million offer announced just days ago.
We're still praying. And it's going to come to us. We're trying to reach for the house. The only way we're being taught is by prayer. That's what our pastor wants to do.
The congregation votes Thursday. If approved, the church would get about $8 million from the Falcons and $6 million from the state. Another Mount Vernon churchgoer who didn't want to give her name hopes the deal is approved.
I think we should move. I just feel like we should move.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, who led efforts to strike the deal with church leaders, vowed Friday to help Mount Vernon relocate and remain an active community presence. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.
And I'm Alec Ragsdale. As service ended at Friendship Baptist Church, none of the congregants WABE spoke with were willing to discuss the stadium deal. Lloyd Hawk, chairman of Friendship's Board of Trustees, says the congregation will vote next weekend.
It really is going to be a discussion and a debate of the congregation and looking at the pros, the cons, the various scenarios involved. And as a Baptist church, the congregation will make that final decision.
With that said, Hawk says he's happy with the $19.5 million offer and feels it's a good move for the historic church.
We did not feel there was a deal that was in the best interest of the church. We would have never reached an agreement with the city or the Falcons. And so, obviously, as the person who has spearheaded that negotiation, I do believe it's something that is good for the best interest of the church and the community.
Neither the Falcons nor the mayor's office have been invited to participate in the church's final discussion of the deal next weekend. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.